I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, it's Monday of Thanksgiving week. I'm getting ahead of myself here, clearly, but we're almost to Thanksgiving. I hope you're going to have a great one with your family. Programming note for Wednesday, I'll be in for the great one, Mark Levin, so we're going to do an extended edition of the show, and we'll take Mark's 6 p.m. hour. Live right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thank you for being here. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right. I got a lot to talk about with you this afternoon. Believe me, there's a lot to discuss. And we are at a point right now where we're looking into the investigation of Hunter Biden. And we're going to get into that in a big, big way because CBS News actually went into that this morning, which I could not believe. But I want to play some audio for you from over the weekend, the Sunday shows. Bill Barr, the former attorney general, who, of course, has been incredibly critical of a lot of things that former President Trump has said. But he was on the firing line with Margaret Hoover. She actually asked him about the deep state. And this is not getting nearly the attention it deserves. But the former attorney general, who would know, would he not? He would know about the deep state, if it exists. Well, this is what he said. Cut 13.
Well, I think the people who attack the deep state, and I am critical of the deep state and believe it exists, but there's also some of the rhetoric and some of the positioning.
So how do you define it?
The way I would define the deep state is an increased willingness by more and more government civil servants to pursue political objectives rather than stand up for the values of the institution they're a part of. They are not neutral. They're not politically neutral. But on the other side of the ledger, okay, is that I think there's an exaggeration of its pervasiveness. It's bad.
Uh-huh.
It does pervert government. But I still think the vast majority of civil servants try to do an honest job and try to check their politics at the door. And I think that that President Bush's quote that you played mm-hmm. is right on the money. The most important thing is leadership. When you provide clear guidance and goals, people will, the institution will deliver for you. You can move the institution. And I think people who come in to run the government and to try to govern, who treat government employees as pariahs, are not doing their job, right?
I don't know how you can say there's a deep state, but then justify all the great work of the people in government. See, Bill Barr has always been part of that deep state. And I was, remember, when he was Trump's attorney general, I was incredibly critical on him. And everybody should be. Just go back to Ruby Ridge, for example. Nobody should think that Bill Barr was a defender of civil liberties or anything else. I know that now it's like he's the adult in the room. But you remember how the media trashed this guy left and right when he worked for Trump? Well, a lot of people defended him because Trump named him attorney general. I was not one of those people. And I don't know how at a straight face you can turn around and you can say, yeah, there's a deep state, but most of the people in there are trying to do the right thing. Give me a freaking break. Senator Josh Hawley grilled Alejandro Mayorkas. about the government disinformation board, the disinformation governance board, excuse me. And what he said here about they turned the Department of Homeland Security into a giant censorship machine. You want to talk about deep state stuff. The people that are in the deep state, whether you want to call it the federal Leviathan, the bureaucracy, whatever you want to call it, they are the ones who are running this government and running this country. It's not the politicians. It's not the elected officials. It's the bureaucrats that are there forever and ever and ever. And they know how to work the system. And then guys like Mayorkas get in there, and guys like Mayorkas and that Nina Jankowicz person, well, they love the idea of empowering their agencies, and they love the idea of empowering themselves and empowering the ability of government to control people's lives. Well, Josh Hawley was having none of it. And he did a really great job of saying to Alejandro Mayorkas that your priority of censoring Americans has got to stop. Cut 14.
I think my colleagues have established, given what we're seeing on the southern border, the massive increase in illegality there, that's clearly not a priority for your agency. So let's talk about what appears to be, and that is spying on Americans and censoring their speech. You have turned your agency into a censorship machine. Now, you said earlier this year that you disbanded the Disinformation Governance Board, which I thought was totally unconstitutional, but that turns out to be, at best, misleading. That's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you're doing. Your own quadrennial review, which was just reported in the press, says that disinformation is going to be the new focus at DHS. The quad review says that DHS plans to target, I'm quoting now, inaccurate information domestically on a wide array of subjects, including, quoting, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support for Ukraine. This is what you're devoting your agency's resources to. So I guess my first question is an American citizen who criticizes COVID mandates now to be treated as a domestic terrorist?
Of course not, and I'd like to say three things since you have three inaccuracies in the question you posed to me. Number one, border security is a priority of ours. Number two, the department does not censor speech. And number three, we did not publish a quadrennial review.
Does it exist, the quadrennial review?
I believe it is being worked on.
Well, it's been published in the media. Will you make it public?
When it is final, it will be public.
Well, I know one thing, and that is that the border is not secure. And I know something else, and that is that the Department of Homeland Security was working with the tech companies to figure out what information they could take down. In fact, Facebook actually built a back door for the FBI to get in and start looking at information that they could then take down under the guise of misinformation. And actually, good for Josh Hawley for asking about that point and the Intercept article documenting that big tech is there, in fact, yes, to censor speech. Cut 15.
Mr. Chairman, without objection, I'd like to enter this article called The Truth Cops, published in The Intercept. Here's my question, then. If you're not censoring speech, and if you're not treating Americans as domestic terrorists, then why is it that you're pressuring big tech to treat American citizens as if they're threats to the homeland? Why are you pressuring them to censor speech? Let's take a look at some new documents that have come to light that show what your administration is doing, this administration is doing to censor speech. Let's take a look at this email from July 16th, 2021. It's over my shoulder here. Facebook emailing HHS saying, I know our teams met today to better understand the scope of what the White House expects from us on misinformation going forward. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Let's try another one.
And if I should,
we'll get to that. But you're not familiar with this. All right. Let's try a different one. Here's one from July 20th, 2021. The White House emails Facebook saying any way we can get this pulled down. 46 seconds later, Facebook responds, yep, we're on it. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Okay. How about this one? July 23rd, 2021, Facebook employee writes to HHS, says, thank you for taking the time to meet today. Wanted to make sure you saw the steps we took just this past week to adjust policies and what we are removing with respect to misinformation. Are you familiar with that one?
Senator, we do not instruct.
Just yes or no.
No, because I'm the Secretary of DHS.
Well, I'm asking you that because it's funny you say that. A federal judge has just found as a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and I'm going to quote now, is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. It's a federal judge in a federal lawsuit. You are supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. Here's another email, August 20th, 2021. Facebook writes again to HHS and highlights that Facebook is increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content. April 16th, 2021, Rob Flaherty at the White House circulates a Zoom meeting invitation to Twitter employees stating White House staff will be briefed by Twitter on vaccine misinformation. We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show.
Let's stop it right there. Now, remember something. The tech companies were not protesting. You know, and if they were, it was fake. It was the old Ophelia Duff protest too much. They were not upset with having to do this bidding by the government. This is the other point here that I think is really important to note. And if you tie this in with what I started the show with today, which is how the left is furious about Elon Musk reinstating former President Trump, it's actually that the left is furious that Elon Musk is running Twitter now, because Twitter is not going to play this game. And to the left, they think that you should be silenced if you are spreading, quote unquote, vaccine disinformation. If you are pushing out the idea that the virus came from a lab in Wuhan, not a wet market, you should be silenced. The content should be taken down. If you dare to offer the idea that maybe climate change is coming from, I don't know, the sun versus fossil fuels, you should be silenced. It should be taken down, even though there's a story the Biden administration is now planning to attack the sun to try to deal with climate change, which I'll get into at some point as well. The tech companies were all in on this because they believe in the ideals of the left, because they are the left. And now that Elon's in charge, he's not going to play this game anymore. That's the real reason they're furious at him, because the left thinks that the government should be in the business of censoring speech and monitoring speech and acting like the truth police. They do believe that, because they believe that what's spread by you and by me is misinformation. And you're damn right they want the government to go out there and take it down. You're damn right they want the government to go out there and say it's disinformation. They want that government power. The left is not out there protesting this. The left is defending it and encouraging it, because the left believes that they are right and you are wrong. And if you say a three-year-old should not be ever considered to be transgender, well, that's hate speech that should be taken down. If you go out there and say maybe kids should never get the COVID vaccine because of myocarditis, well, that take it down. It's misinformation. If you say this virus did not come from a medium-rare bat burger, that's disinformation. Take it down. That's what the left wants, because they want to be the arbiters of truth, period. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot more to do, but I want to thank NJ Diet for helping people lose weight and keep the weight off. You know, any diet can help you lose weight, but NJ Diet will keep it off. And as the holidays are here, and maybe you're feeling the clothes are getting a little tighter, it's never too soon to start, because you can lose 40 pounds in 40 days. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJDiet.com. NJ Diet is unlike any other weight loss plan out there, because it's based on your biochemistry. That's why it works. They use hair samples, DNA samples, saliva samples to figure out a program that works for you, and then you keep the weight off too. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, locations throughout our area, or online at njdiet.com. 855-5-NJ-DIET. If you've been thinking about this, don't think about it any longer. Get going today. Call them today. NJDiet.com. You'll lose the weight for good, you'll feel great about yourself, and you'll be healthier as well. NJDiet.com.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Good choice, Daniel. Excellent. Can never go wrong with early 90s Pearl Jam.
I learned.
Well done. You've redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for giving a song that people actually like.
I've learned.
By the way, I should mention that Steve Scalise, who will be the incoming majority leader in the House, he came out and said that they are ready to start looking into a lot of things. The priorities for investigation in the next Congress are going to include the origins of COVID, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. But the origins of COVID will be one of the things that the House Republicans are going to investigate, which will be great. How about Chinese police stations in America? Should they investigate that? Because that came out as well in this back and forth with Mayorkas. The Chinese having police stations operating in the United States of America. This is an actual thing, not a conspiracy theory. And it's very concerning. And this is what the FBI director said. He actually asked Christopher Wray and Mayorkas about this. Cut 16.
But here's my question, and I don't know, Secretary Mayorkas or Director Wray, if you want to answer it. It's been reported that the Chinese Communist Party are operating police stations in the United States in an effort to surveil Chinese dissidents. Seems obvious the U.S. shouldn't allow its most significant geopolitical rival, an oppressive communist regime, to establish police stations in the U.S. What authority or jurisdiction does the CCP have in the U.S.? And I don't know which one wanted to testify.
Well, Senator, like you, I'm very concerned about this. We are aware of the existence of these stations. I have to be careful about discussing our specific investigative work, but to me, it is outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop, you know, in New York, let's say, without proper coordination. It violates sovereignty and circumvents standard judicial and law enforcement cooperation processes. And the reason this is so important is because we have seen a clear pattern of the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, exporting their repression right here into the U.S. And we've had now a number of indictments that you may have seen of the Chinese engaging in uncoordinated law, quote-unquote, law enforcement action right here in the United States, harassing, stalking, surveilling, blackmailing people who they just don't like or who disagree with the Xi regime. And so it's a real problem, and it's something that we're talking with our foreign partners about as well, because we're not the only country where this has occurred.
They don't have any right to be here, right?
Well, we're looking into the legal parameters of it.
The answer is no, they don't have a legal right to be here. What legal parameters, Christopher Wray? You big wuss. All right, we got to do our movie thing before we have our guest coming up, so let's do that.
Now, afternoon.
Mystery movie clip, WPHD.
I came to invite you to be Holiday Cheermeister.
Holiday Hoobie Waddy?
Cheermeister.
Huh? Cheermeister. Celebrate with friends.
That's a good one.
I know you hate Christmas, but what if it's all just a misunderstanding?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Matt DeSantis, helm with the win.
All right, if you're caller number 12 and you know the name of the movie, you'll win a Black Adam digital movie download. Nearly 5,000 years after being bestowed with powers of gods and then immediately imprisoned, Black Adam is now free to unleash his unique justice on the world. Own Black Adam now on digital.
Look at that. You get your own movie to watch at home. Very nice. All right. Caller number 12. Good luck. Coming up, Biden's disastrous economy. How much more spending are the Dems going to try to get through in lame duck? Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, it's Monday of Thanksgiving week. Thanks for being here today. The deadline is coming, though. December 16th is the deadline. I'll tell you what that means and why it could cost you a whole lot more money. My guest is Richard Stern. He is a senior policy analyst in the Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation. Richard, thanks for joining me here today. I appreciate it.
And thank you for having me on today. You're right. It really is an important deadline for all Americans.
Yeah, the headline of your piece is Lame Duck Omnibus Bill Would Double Down on Stagflation. So, first of all, for people that don't know, what is an omnibus?
It's a great question. It's where the government takes a whole year's worth of government funding, shoves it into one gigantic, and I usually mean thousands and thousands of page bill, and throws it in front of members of Congress, usually with 24 hours to vote on it, and they hope that your members and you back at home really won't read the bill before they pass it. That's what an omnibus is.
I like it. All right. I mean, I don't like it, but I like the explanation. Well done. So what are we looking at on the upcoming December 16th deadline?
Sure. So what happens is every year, the federal fiscal year ends at the end of September. October 1st is supposed to be the new fiscal year. Your government's supposed to spend the whole year voting on, having hearings on, public testimony, you name it, for a full year on 12 separate bills, and then pass it so the government's funded, you know what's going on, everyone's on the same page before October 1st. As you can imagine, Congress did none of that. We got to the end of September, and they passed what's called a CR, which is a continuing resolution, which is where they continue government funding at the same dollar level it was at before. So that first CR expires on December 16th. So if we don't pass another CR or an omnibus, the government will shut down. Now, for your listeners, I want to make it very clear. The left likes to say that the entire government shuts down. The truth is, it's about one-third of all federal spending. So it's not that much of the government, but you know the left loves the bureaucracy. They love your taxpayer dollars, so they want to spend as much as they can. So that's what's going on December 16th, is how we're going to fund the government, whether they're going to have it shut down, continue at current funding levels, or whether Pelosi is going to shove a giant several thousand page omnibus bill down the throats.
And you wrote that Pelosi has promised spending bills that would float an army of 87,000 additional IRS agents, leave our southern border open and lawless, fund abortions, promote critical race theory, and bankroll job-killing green energy programs.
And that's just the beginning of the list.
And then you say, on the other hand, a clean extension of current federal funding levels would reduce inflationary pressures, calm fears of a debt crisis, and maintain protections against further misuse of taxpayer dollars. But let's think about Washington and the way it works and well-connected special interests who are going to be screaming that they want an omnibus because the Democrats on their way out the door can just load it up with more money, more spending, more pork, right?
Absolutely. So the important thing I'd say for your listeners, and I wrote in there, the omnibus bill that she has been talking about and her allies would add something probably around $1.5 to $2 trillion to the federal deficit over the next 10 years. That's all going to be inflationary. And here's the thing. The market, investors, businesses, nobody is dumb. They don't need to wait for 10 years worth of spending to know that it's 10 years worth of new inflationary deficits and the Fed printing money like there's no tomorrow to cover it. They're going to start having their inflation expectations ramp up today because they know what's coming. So if we pass that omnibus bill, it'll do all the things that you listed right there that I put in the op-ed, but it will also ramp up inflationary expectations right now, which is the last thing we need. And to the point of what we're talking about in there, part of what this bill will do is back up that $80 billion slush fund to the IRS to hire 87,000 more people, as if Americans don't have enough to deal with right now. Now they're going to have a new army of IRS agents breathing down their necks, beating down the door of every small business in America. And then the rest of it all is the same kind of cronyist subsidies you'd expect. Money taken from you, from your paychecks, you know, taken out of the money you have to spend at the grocery store with prices going up, to hand to their friends who bought those regulators, who played the game in D.C., and they're the ones that own all the lobbying firms down at K Street.
How much more is inflation costing all of us right now? Because, I mean, you point out that really when you think about it, the spending since the pandemic, Congress has written checks totaling $7.5 trillion. And all of this, of course, has made inflation worse. So you point out now that the government borrowing and spending has spawned a 130% increase in the average mortgage rate since December 2021. And then that adds up on everything on top of it. So you say that there's an inflation tax of how much per household?
It's about $7,400 per household, which if that's a lot in and of itself. But here's the other part, then, you were saying it before. That's just the beginning of it. Things like mortgage rates. Most people have the home they're in their mortgage. But, you know, as people have to move and shift and do things, or frankly, if they can get a better paying job, but it's out of, you know, one of the leftist run states like California and New York, where they tax everything you've got, you're going to have to get a new mortgage. Mortgage rates went up from about 3% prior to all of this to 7% now. That's an extra $300,000 of interest payments on the lifetime of a 30-year mortgage on a median household, right? So that's what we're looking at. It's $7,400 right now, but that's really just the beginning of it. And then the truth is, that's the best we can do to even quantify the dollar amounts. No one knows, really, the full amount of economic destruction that's been caused by printing money, devaluing your savings, devaluing your paycheck, the government favoring this business over that one. Who knows what kind of great innovative business idea will never come to be because of some of this muck that the government's done to shimmy around, you know, take your money and move it around and give it to their friends who are doing nothing productive with it.
So last question for you, Richard Stern. What advice would you give the Republicans in the Congress right now to do before the end of the year?
We know exactly what to do. The answer is pass us another CR to get to the beginning of next Congress when conservatives have control, and then from there, do the right thing. Have public hearings in front of the American public. Really go through, make sure they understand what's happening, do it by the book, and cut spending. The truth is, every dollar that the government spends is something they steal from you, they steal from the American public. We need a Congress that will actually respect the taxpayers, respect you, cut spending, get rid of regulations, get rid of taxes, and get back to an economy where we believe in people and we allow people to be prosperous on the road.
Well said. Richard Stern, the Heritage Foundation, thanks so much for making the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much as well. You have a great day.
You too. That's a sounder, Daniel.
The Rich Scioli Show.
There you
on
go.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You see how much you're learning today?
It's my second day.
I mean, you are killing it.
Thanks. I hope I keep this job.
You will. You definitely will. No doubt about it. And Andrew's going to own a copy of Black Adam. Andrew, what's the movie today?
Hi, Rich. It's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
There you go, Andrew. Now, are we too early for Christmas movies to be part of this contest?
Thursday. You are too early.
I agree.
Two more days.
Should not be until after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
With the exception of what Christmas movie can you play prior to Thanksgiving?
What is the one with Ralphie? That one.
No. Die Hard.
I love that one. That's great. Classic.
No, you're thinking of A Christmas Story, which, have you seen the new one that they made in HBO Max?
No.
Yeah, I haven't
either. I'm afraid it'll be terrible.
Probably will be.
But maybe it'll be fine. We'll hope for the best.
And what Thanksgiving side dish would you cut to save money this year if you had to?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, come on, man. You can't cut out mashed potatoes.
I prefer the stuffing.
Yeah, but there's other lesser side dishes you can cut besides mashed potatoes, Andrew.
Well,
come on.
But it's not that. That's not a Thanksgiving side, then. I mean, I don't know. That's my opinion.
All right, buddy. You have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. All right.
All right. You got it. 855-839-1210. Let's hear some wise words from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, shall we? She gave a life lesson today for everybody and, as usual, made no sense and repeated herself a lot. Take a listen.
The way that I think about it is, you know, like relay racing. You know, you race and someone passes the baton and then, right? So that's what life is. It's basically a relay race. And so the people who are our heroes, whichever gender they are, they ran their part of the race and then they passed us a baton. And the question is, what will we do with the time we carry the baton? Which means there's no time to get tired. Come on. Right? You're going to pass that baton at some point. But right now you're carrying it. And the question is, what are you doing with it?
Wow, she's a regular Tony Robbins. I mean, I feel inspired right now. Pass that baton. Pass it. How about this? 3 years ago today, Representative Eric Swalwell broke wind on MSNBC. Today is the three-year anniversary of this. Well done, Matt DeSantis, for chronicling this for us. We appreciate it.
No problem, Rich. I feel like we have to celebrate things like this.
You know, it's the little things in life. We forgot about this, but we're not going to let you forget. Here's the audio of Eric Swalwell breaking wind on MSNBC with Chris Matthews.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
That is not edited audio. That is not in any way edited.
Can we please listen to it one more time?
Sure, why not?
Thank you.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Yeah, that's Eric Swalwell, one of the biggest creeps. Where did Feng Feng like when he broke wind? Do you think Feng Feng liked that?
Maybe that's why he chose to do it.
Maybe Feng Feng likes the smell of his brand, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, oh, that's so gross.
Here's Joe Biden talking to a Russian man. Just another weird thing the president says. Just bizarre. Like, who says this to people? But cut 25.
By the way, I very much worry about this guy's biceps. His biceps are big as my calf. Look at this. There's a man. I hope we're on the same side.
You know, so he's Russian.
I don't care who he is. He's got some real biceps. We call them guns.
And this is good for training.
That's just weird. Okay, and Joe Biden today, was he was pardoning the turkey at the White House, the annual turkey pardon. He points out what Delaware is famous for. Cut 23.
That's a big bird, man. We have more chickens than anybody in the nation in Delaware, but we don't have turkeys. Look at this. God love you. Now, this is chocolate, right?
It is.
Chocolate, you are pardoned. You are pardoned. He said, you had to tell me that? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm serious. He said, I don't know, man. You didn't have to pardon me. I knew I was pardoned. At any rate, thank you both very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
How many turkeys you got down there you're raising?
Circle S Ranch grows about 9.5 million turkeys a year.
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to.
What? He's just so bad at this, isn't he? He's just so bad at it. Try to make small talk with the people. I'm surprised he didn't go on a story about Joe. My dad said to me, Joey, pardon the turkey. They've done nothing to you. Give a turkey justice.
What does that even mean? What was he talking about?
No one knows what he's talking about. No one ever knows what he's talking about. Ever. I mean, truly, that's the problem with this guy. That's, you know. I also wanted to mention this, too, as well. I've got this clip I wanted to mention. Let's see here, because we got a lot of audio to get. It feels like we got to nothing today, but we got to a lot, but we didn't get to nearly enough with a 100-page show sheet, but that's okay. Do you remember when President Trump said he wanted to ban TikTok because of China and the spying by the Chinese? Well, a Democrat senator named Mark Warner over the weekend on Fox News Sunday actually said, believe it or not, Trump was right. Cut 18.
I think Donald Trump was right. I mean, TikTok is an enormous threat. It's a threat on two levels. One, it is a massive collector of information, oftentimes of our children. They can visualize even down to your keystrokes. So if you're a parent and you got a kid on TikTok, I would be very, very concerned. All of that data that your child is inputting and receiving is being stored somewhere in Beijing. The idea that we can somehow separate out TikTok from the fact that the actual engineers writing the code in Beijing, I think is a Justice Department is trying to come up with a solution. I'm going to take a look at that solution, but they got a huge mountain to climb. The second problem is that TikTok, in a sense, is a broadcasting network, in a sense. And if the Chinese Communist Party and TikTok, at the end of the day, has to be reliant on the Communist Party, the China law states that. If they suddenly want to dial up the fact that we are going to decrease the content that criticizes Chinese leadership, but increase the content that your kids may be seeing saying, hey, you know, Taiwan really is part of China. That is a distribution model that would make RT or Sputnik or some of the Russian propaganda models pale in comparison.
How about that? And Senator Tom Cotton talked about TikTok as being one of the most massive surveillance programs ever. Now, I do not use TikTok. I barely use Twitter enough, but I'm certainly not going to start using TikTok after this. Cut 17.
You're also worried about TikTok. You told people if you got the app, delete it. If you can, just get a whole new phone. You're worried about the collection of data. The FBI warning about that this week as well, Director Christopher Wray. But TikTok says this in a company statement. We store all TikTok U.S. user data in the United States with backup redundancy in Singapore. Our data centers are located entirely outside of China, and none of our data is subject to Chinese law. Number one, is that a lie? Are you calling them a liar? And if so, what can we do about it?
Yeah, those are false statements, Shannon. There have been reports indicating that data is accessible in mainland China, that TikTok, a Chinese company, is subject to communist China's laws, and that TikTok is one of the most massive surveillance programs ever, especially on America's young people, that it's not just the content you upload to TikTok, but all the data on your phone and other apps, all your personal information, even facial imagery, even where your eyes are looking on your phone. That's why I've encouraged every American, if they're using TikTok, to delete it from their phone, and if they can, to get a new phone altogether.
Get a new phone altogether. How about that? I mean, not just delete it, but get a new phone. You use TikTok, DeSantis? You don't use that, right?
Yeah, I use TikTok.
Why?
It's a fun app. Although, I don't know, after listening to those two clips, I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah, no, I have no interest. Daniel, you use it?
Of course.
Because you're a millennial, that's why. Or Gen Z. What the hell are you?
Gen Z.
Gen Z, that's why you use it, because you're a kid.
Well...
Yeah, the Chinese prey on the kids.
Well, not a kid, but...
you know. I didn't say you're a child. I mean, you're a kid. I mean, like, you know, the kid. Like, it's a compliment, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Look at the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded complimentary.
I'll take
exactly.
it. Exactly. I'll take it. After I got bashed earlier, I'll take all the compliments today.
See? I've been giving you nothing but compliments all day. Come on, who are you kidding?
That's true.
Who are you kidding now?
I don't know.
I should also mention as well, let's see here. I have a ton of time left in this segment, but let me share this with you. This is from over the weekend again. Former Vice President Mike Pence said that the Department of Justice did not try hard enough to get the documents from Mar-a-Lago before the search of the president's home. This is particularly interesting because obviously he's been very critical of former President Trump. This is kind of one of those things where he's on with Chuck Todd. He says this and it doesn't really make any news. It should make news, of course. Cut number four.
I've not hesitated to criticize the president when I think he was wrong. And clearly possessing classified documents in an unprotected area is not proper. But I have to tell you, I was on the Judiciary Committee for 10 years in the House of Representatives. I know how the Justice Department works, and there had to be many other ways to resolve those issues.
Sounds
and
like
collect
they tried.
Those classified documents.
They tried for a year.
They didn't try everything. And I have to tell you, going to the last resort of executing a search warrant against a former president of the United States, I think sent the wrong message. It was a divisive message in this country. But I think worse still, it was the wrong message to the wider world that looks to America as the gold standard. And
doesn't it send the message that nobody's above the law in this country, that our democracy is so strong
it is.
They can handle the idea that, if former presidents commit a crime,
but Chuck,
they don't get a pass.
But Chuck, you follow foreign affairs as close as anybody in your business. And it's much more commonplace in the third world that when one leader comes in, then they prosecute and jail the previous leader. America should never be associated with that image at all. And I truly do believe and hope that the Justice Department will give careful consideration to any further steps in that light.
Boom. You know, like I said, you're not going to hear that very often. You're not going to hear it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Can I squeeze in? Yeah, I could squeeze in one more here before we go to break. Let me just share this with you as well. Mike Pence was asked if he will testify before the January 6th committee. He said, no, he's not. He's closing the door on it. Cut three.
Will you answer questions about that day before Congress?
Well, I shared my heart and I shared my story in this book, and we'll continue to speak openly about it. I expect to some degree for the rest of my life. But from the time that January 6th was formed and every member was appointed by the Democrat Speaker of the House, I was concerned.
But your chief of staff spoke to them, Mark Short,
well,
legal counsel, Greg
Jacobs. Yeah, I'll get to that. I served for 12 years in the Congress. It's inconceivable to me that one party would appoint every member of a committee in Congress. That's antithetical to the whole idea of the committee system. That being said, I never stood in the way of senior members of my team cooperating with the committee and testifying. But Congress has no right to my testimony. We have a separation of powers.
There you go. That's pretty important there. Separation of powers. Congress has no right to my testimony. Those are key things that also should make some serious, serious news. All right, listen, in the 6 o'clock hour, Daniel Turner is going to join me. Biden is proposing climate reparations. What the hell does that mean? And also CBS News this morning actually went there, the Hunter Biden laptop. So I'll share that with you as well. Big fourth and final hour straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!